I just can't believe after all the different talks we've had about this show, here you are, Dave. It's just great. I'm just excited about it.
It's been a long talk, hasn't it?
It's been a long talk. My goodness, we really go back to, well, I guess when I first heard of you was with the Octets. I thought they were some of the greatest things I'd ever heard.
Yes, that group was loaded with great musicians, the late Paul Desmond, the late Cal Jader, and of course Bill Smith, that is with the quartet now.
Yeah.
And Bill appeared with the quartet throughout the years, and if Paul couldn't make it or something. And all the rest of the guys were equally as good, Dave Van Creek, the Collins brothers, and we were just out in San Francisco, unknown, and couldn't get a job.
Unknown, but not for long. My God, it's amazing. And you know, I think that people generally, musicians and all of us, owe you a great deal, not only for your music, but you were really a pioneer of college dates, weren't you? You were the first guy to ever do that.
I think so. And it really came out of Darius Milhaud's composition class that he asked all the jazz musicians to raise their hands in the class.
How many raised their hands?
Well, there were about five of us.
Yeah.
And then he said, I want you to write your fugues and counterpoint assignments and some composition for jazz instruments if you want. And out of that came our first college jazz concert right on the campus. He arranged for us to play at Mills College, Oakland, California. Then we went up to my old alma mater, Stockton, California, College of Pacific, and did another concert. And that was about all the work we had because we were a little too far out for the average nightclub.
That's amazing. And yet, as you listen to those things today, they don't sound far out at all.
No.
And I remember thinking the octets were far out when I heard them. And that counterpoint is, it's very, what shall I say, it's very unclassical to me. It's got different lines. Like you had, I remember you recorded...
Yeah.
I can't remember what you did.
That line was going against
me. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, I was impressed. Well, you know, I could just sit here and reminisce about these things, but I'm just dying to hear you play something.
Okay. Well, I usually open with St. Louis Blues. For years, that's been my favorite tune to start because... you can relax a little on that tune.
That's true.
Would you please join me?
Yes, I will.